Hello, everyone. I want to talk to you all about a topic. The world is waiting on you. The world is waiting on you. And, you know, it's never a planned event the majority of the time when these messages come in my spirit. But all this morning, God just had this message in my heart. And I know I talked about it a number of days ago. But I'm going to go live while I record this YouTube episode, because I just feel compelled in my spirit that this message needs to be out there right now. And I want the general public as well to be able to respond in real time as I'm talking to you all. But I want you to get your pens and papers out, and let's talk about why is it that the world is waiting on you, and what is it that you need to be doing. So just give me a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and literally press some buttons on my phone, and I'm going to go live right at the same time. My goodness, this is a little bit of a heavy subject, but I just think that this is needed. So, again, the subject of this is the world is waiting on you. The world is waiting on us, you all. The world is waiting for us to show up and be who God created us to be. The world is waiting for us to show up and use the gifts and the talents that He's given us to be not only a gift to the world, but get this, to also be a solution to the world. There's so many things that's going on in this world right now, and we need you. We need you. And while you're sitting there trying to figure out with Z, what is it that I do? I'm not quite sure which direction I'm supposed to go in. Baby, we all are in those shoes. You're not alone in that. I'm speaking to you all as well. I see that my social media is streaming. You all, I'm recording on YouTube, and I'm speaking to you all at the same time. Sometimes God just places a message in my heart, and there's such an unction in me to want to get it out. I'm literally in the middle of recording the YouTube, and I want to talk to you all at the same time. We all hold a very important part to this puzzle that's in this world. We all have we all are a part of, like, to the solution. We all bring something of value to the table. But I think the biggest issue is, and I get thousands of messages sometimes a day. That's not an exaggeration. So it's not like I'm just making this up as I go. I get thousands of messages. So I can say that I know with certainty. One of the biggest issues is that we don't know who we are. And we don't know what problems we're here to solve. And then one of the biggest issues is that is spending the time to figure out, what is it? What am I here for? Why does God have me here? What is my purpose? So I want to just talk to you all a little bit. I don't have anything actually planned out. I just want to have a conversation with you all. Can you all see me here? I see some people streaming in and coming in. Okay. I'm glad that you all are able to hear me. Okay. So let's first just turn to a passage. There's a passage in Proverbs 18:16. And we really don't even have to turn to it. You can just, many of you already know this passage. Depending on your version of the Bible, there's one version that says the gift of a man maketh room for him. That may be the King James Version. I'm reading out of the NIV. The NIV version says, Proverbs 18, verse 16, a gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. I believe that we all have gifts. All of us have gifts and talents that God has given us. And in fact, I don't even have to say I believe it. The Bible tells us. You guys can turn over, and I'm not going to turn to every single passage, but you guys can write down to reference Ephesians. I wrote that one down, Ephesians 1:5 and Romans 8:29. And those are passages that talks about how we're predestined. We're predestined. We're here for a set purpose and a set reason, you all. And my question is, what are you doing with your time? And how are you harnessing and working on that gift that God has given you so that you can be a gift to the world? Now, some of you may be thinking, because I've heard it before and I've gotten a lot of comments on this, I don't quite know what that gift is. Here's my question to you. What is it that really bothers you? And I talked about this a couple of days ago, about a week or so ago, for those of you who were on one of my lives. What is it that really bothers you? What's something going on in the world right now, or maybe throughout your whole life, just things you've noticed? What is something that really bothers you? Because oftentimes, that's where your gift is tied to. So let me use me for an example. What is it that's summoning you? What is it that's calling your name? Let me read some of the comments here.
One person said, that's me, I don't know either. What is it that's summoning you and that's calling your name? Someone says, hallelujah, this has been in my spirit all night. Okay, come on and talk to me, baby. What is it that's summoning your name? Someone says, I love your Bible. Thank you, baby. Some people have said, you know, your Bible's all tore up. You need to get some done to it. And I'm like, the devil is a lie. No one's gonna fix up my Bible. It's just like it needs to be. So thank you, baby. What is it that's calling you? What's summoning your name? Let me use me as an example. I naturally love talking about God. I love the Bible. I naturally am called to help the underdog. It's been like that my entire life. In fact, this morning, when I was sitting in meditation and prayer this morning and just getting prepared for the day, I was literally thinking through some time. Now, I'm well into my 50s, but I was literally thinking to some times way back when I was younger, how we're talking like third, fourth, fifth grade, when some people on the playground would be bullying other people, right? And I just remember this one girl, she literally was like a gang leader. She would literally come up to people and said, take off my jacket. And she would have this whole crowd of girls around her that would literally come and take her jacket off. And I just remember being so offended by that. Like, you don't talk to people like that. I had no kind of backup whatsoever. But there was something in me that, I won't go into detail with what I did. It's not the best story to tell, but let's just say, we got into a bad fight and I had no backup whatsoever, but it bothered me. It bothered me that she was treating people that way. And even though I didn't have any kind of backup whatsoever, here I am going up into a crowd, going before this person that's a gang leader, right? And telling her off and telling her about herself. And we end up getting into a pretty bad fight, and I won't go into all of that. Same thing happened in high school when there was this gang. It was a lot of gangs when I was in high school. I didn't like the way they were treating people, and something in me, it just bothered me because I felt it was wrong, right? And I ended up getting into it with one of the heads of the gangs. Didn't care about the outcome of what would happen, right? I was just like, you don't talk to people like that. You know, and I don't know why I'm going this out. You guys know I'll drift left field and I'll come back for a minute. But I remember the leader of this big gang when I was in high school. And it's ironic that she follows my podcast now, which is so beyond funny. But I remember she's, oh, yeah, Z, we're going to kick your butt after school. We're going to kick. I was like, oh, no, we're about to do this now. And I just remember being in the locker room and jumping over the lockers, just sort of making a beeline for her. Now, I'm not advocating violence. I want to be clear on that. But I'm making a point. Throughout my entire life, my mom has always called me a lion. There's always been something in me that's bothered when I see people are being mistreated, when I see underdogs. There's just something in me that summons me. Something bothers me when I see people who have gifts and talents and you all are not quite clear what to do, or you're feeling like I can't overcome this situation, or why are all these bad things keep happening to me? Why are all these obstacles coming in my way? When I hear people talk like that, there's something in me that just, it's almost as if you grab my head and you get my attention. Does that make sense? Something just literally makes me focus on you when I hear somebody talking about giving up or you're not sure how to overcome an obstacle. You have no gifts and talent, or maybe even you're in business, right? And things are just tough and you feel like giving up and you feel like all of this was a mistake. There's something in me when people are at that level of figuring themselves out, you know, something in me is summoned. So naturally, look at what I'm doing now, you know, with my book Necessary, right? God wrote that through me, right? With my mentorship program, with all of this motivation speaking and talking online to social media. I don't do this because I'm trying to get out there and gain followers. I actually don't. I do it because I'm stepping into an alignment, because God is beginning to show me I need for you to work in partnership with me, with the gifts and talents I've given you, because you have a solution to one of the problems in the world. I'm seeing some people saying, I agree. So my question to you all is, what is it that bothers you? What's summoning you? Because it bothers me, and that's a part of the gift God's given me, to see so many amazing, gifted, talented people. I've spoken to so many people, especially over this last week, especially in our last mentorship session, for those of you who are part of my mentorship program. It bothers me so badly when it's as if I can spend maybe 20 seconds with somebody and I can identify and see the talent right there. And all this time, someone don't see it. And I'm like, it's just so obvious. What is it that bothers you? What is it that's summoning you? What is it that, you know, you think if money was not an option at all and I was able to do this freely, what is it? What is it that God puts you here for? Because the world is waiting on you. For those of who you just joining, I'm actually, the reason you see me looking up, I'm recording this on my YouTube. It's going to be up on my YouTube later today. So if you're just joining, just go to my YouTube later and you'll be able to find it. But I'm also live streaming. So let me talk to some of you all while I'm live streaming on here. I want to know the answers to this. Let me see some of the answers in here. What are some of you saying? Some of you are saying you look amazing. Oh, thank you. I'm actually at the office right now. Thank you, baby. What is it that's bothering you? Someone says, Z, I'm passionate about uplifting and inspiring people. I post inspirational words on social media, but I'm so shy. Okay, baby. I'm so glad that you just said that because I'm going to focus on you for just a minute. And I know there's a number of other people coming in here. We're going to get into that just a minute, one of the questions. So some of the things that they're saying is that they're passionate about things, but they're afraid. They're shy. And I'm actually really glad she said that. We all, and I was actually just talking to someone the other day, you know, and so many people feel this. A number of people have said this. He says, Z, I feel like an imposter. I feel like, man, I want to get out there and use that talent or that gift, but I either feel like an imposter because I'm not quite there yet. I've not quite arrived yet, right? Or I'm worried about what people are going to think or what people are going to say, right? Right? That tends to be what kind of holds us back. I did a podcast episode a long time ago called Do Not Fear Bags of Water. I don't know if you all have seen, listened to that one. If you haven't, make sure you find it. It's on my YouTube. It's on my podcast channels. But that was one of the moments when God really revealed to me, baby, all this time you're worrying about a bag of water. We're mainly made up of water. And believe it or not, you guys, we're not going to be here that long. We really are not. The Bible teaches us that we're here today, we're gone tomorrow. We're just a mist. We're just here, just that. That's it. I won't go into talking about my son because almost every episode I bring him up. But I do have to say this again and again. You could not have told me that morning I spoke to my son that would be the last time that I would see his face and that I would talk to him. Just like that, I get a call, rush to ER. Just like that. We're not here for that long. I'm talking to you all in love because I care. And what I'm trying to get at with you all is the world is waiting on you. I'm not even going to rush through this live. If you guys got to go, just go. I'm not rushing for anybody. The world's waiting on you. We're sitting here waiting on you to develop the courage to step out on that platform and be who God created you to be. You're sitting there worrying about finances, and I'm not minimizing that. Let me be clear. Worrying about finances or worrying about bills or worrying about a job or whatever it is it a possibility? I'm just asking, is it a possibility that you're not supposed to be in that job because God's got something greater for you? Is it a possibility you're supposed to be running your own business right now? Is it a possibility, and I'm going to pick on you a little bit, Vicky, is it a possibility that with that gift and talent God's given you, you're meant to be writing inspirational words and quotes and things for the entire world to read about? Because there's people you don't know about right now that's feeling like giving up. And they need the words and the messages that God put in you to get out. Is it a possibility that the enemy is who can be trying to hold you down and make you feel shy or embarrassed or afraid or fearful because he already knows, mind you, you're predestined. Predestined. When God made you, that talent is right there inside of you, that gift. God don't create nothing that he don't plan on reproducing. Nothing. So we won't even get into that one. That's a whole nother podcast episode. But could it be possible? And Vicky, I'm just going to mess with you a minute. Could it be possible? You have what the world needs. God's given you the inspiration, the words, the quote, the book. He's given it to you because there are perhaps millions of people out there, hundreds of thousands of people that literally need to be inspired by your motivational words and quotes every day so that they can then go on to do the things that they have to do in life. So could it be possible that the enemy is trying to keep you from believing that by making you focus on your current circumstances? You guys think the enemy don't come after me? Now, for those of you in my mentorship program, you already know because we have very, very, very transparent conversations in there. And for anyone who wants to join or get in there, my site is unlockinggreatness.com. It's a phenomenal mentorship group. People from all around the world. I love them tremendously. But we have very transparent conversations in there. The enemy comes after me as well. You mind how many times I've gone live or done a podcast episode, right? And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, God, did I do that right? Is there something I said wrong, Lord? You know, sometimes God ministers and teaches me in my spirit. Sometimes people come onto the lives and say negative things about me. I've heard people say, well, you're not a pastor. You're not a licensed pastor, licensed minister. Who, you know, you need to leave the word of God to people who's been trained into that. The devil is a lie. We all are ministers in the word of God. But I used to believe that at first. So when I first started producing all those podcast episodes, you guys should have seen me shaking in my boots because I was afraid of what the world would say and what the world would think. And all I had to offer at that time was my pain and my suffering. For those of you who've been following me, you already know. All I had to offer was my broken vessel. I'm praying to God this reaches somebody. I was not actually supposed to have been doing a live this morning and all the things I'm doing right now, but I've learned to follow what the Spirit tells me. Whenever God puts something in my heart, I've learned to not question it, to just walk in obedience. Somebody needs to hear this. You may feel that, Z, I'm a broken vessel. You don't even understand what's going on in my life right now. So how in the world can I step out there feeling like an imposter? You guys, I see all the messages coming through. I see hundreds of messages. I'm going to read it in just a moment. But feeling like an imposter, right? And feeling like, well, how can I get out there and talk to someone about this when I'm going through it? Baby, you may be the best person. Someone told me a long time ago, and I don't remember who told me this, but that person said, you only have to be one step ahead of the next person to be able to go out there and train and teach and help other people. Now, I'm gonna edit that statement a little bit, because I can't even remember who told me that, but I'm going to edit it. And I'm going to say, you actually only have to be one half a step ahead. You just have to be one half step ahead. Does that make sense? All of us at times feel like that, that whole imposter syndrome of I've not arrived yet. I've not arrived. Are you kidding me? I don't have the answers to everyone. And even in my mentorship program, I don't have that. I'm not that smart. And I tell them that when we have our private Zoom meetings, I'm like, I'm not that intelligent. I'm not that smart, but I know who to send you to. I know how to share my experience. I know how to share how God helped me overcome this situation. I know how to help you overcome a few things because I've been through it, right? Some of them, because I have personal development and I have entrepreneur people in there for entrepreneur as well. I've certainly made a lot of mistakes and ups and downs in businesses, 26 plus years running companies, right? So there's a lot that I can help you avoid a lot of things, right? And there are some things I can help you, I can teach you, right? But I don't know it all. So it's normal to feel like that, what people call imposter syndrome. It's normal to feel a little afraid, a little fearful when you step out there. I don't like social media. I never have. And all of my personal friends, people that know me personally, they'll tell you Z posts on social media literally once or twice a year, if that. They know, if even my church, anyone would tell you, they would say, if you want to make sure Z gets a message, you better make sure you message her directly. Because if you post it on your social media page, she's not going to know it's your birthday. She's not going to know your child just graduated because Z don't go on that. Right. And then here is God summoning me. As I spent all this time in his presence, sitting in the closet and just rocking with him, crying half the time, going through my mess. And then he's summoning me. I need you to get out there on the podcast, on the radio. And I'm like, God, I'm sorry. I don't do social media. He's like, you do now. Are you guys following me? Just like he woke me up at 3 a.m. Years ago and said, I'm going to have you write a book called Necessary. Literally showed me the book cover. My name was not on the cover, which is why my name's not on it, by the way. Woke me up at 3 a.m. and said, I'm going to have you write a book and it's going to be called Necessary. Write this down. And I wrote down the word necessary. That's exactly how I looked in my vision. Right? I didn't know he was going to have me live through it to be able to write it. I didn't know. But there's a calling, there's a summoning that he puts in my spirit. So my question to you all is, now let me get back to reading some of these comments. And again, I'm not going to rush. If you guys got to go, just go. Because I got a passage or two I want to go over with you, especially for those of you. And see, this is what summons me, especially for those of you who feel like busy is just so hard. I don't have the support. I didn't grow up, you know, getting having a silver spoon. Well, who did? Right. Right. Or I don't have the finances or the resources to really get this dream off the ground. I'm really talking to you. You know, if you can identify with that, I don't have the support. Or, you know, my spouse kind of acts this way towards me when I start, you know, trying to excel or do something. Or my friends or coworkers, right? or I just feel so down because I've tried so many times and it just didn't work out. If any of that falls it into your mindset, then you're definitely on the right life at this point. Because that there's something in me that summons. I wish I can put it in words, but there's something in me that's called when I hear that. It takes me all the way back to those high school and those grade school years when people were out there, you know, being taken advantage of and people were doing stuff. And here I am running, you know, to help people. Right. Right. Let me read some of these comments and then we're going to jump on into this. We're going to go a little bit deeper. I'm going to go through one or two passages that I've already read at least 10 times in the past, maybe 2 months, but you're going to hear it again because it's useful. Let me just see some of these comments. Someone says, wow, won't he do it? Someone says, that's me. All of that falls into my situation. You know, I'm going to say this with the utmost respect, and I'm talking to the person that says, all that falls into my situation. I need for you to know. Listen to me carefully. I'm saying this completely out of love, not out of disrespect at all. And I'm not minimizing your situation, but please listen to me, baby. Please. And take this the right way. Don't take my words and run with it the wrong way. Baby, you could be in the best situation of your life right now because of what you just said. You can be in the best situation in your life right now if anybody can identify with what this baby just said. She said, Z, all of these things relate to me right now. So I'm assuming she's meaning relationship issues, not having the support, not having the finances, things didn't work out in the past. All of it relates to me right now. And the only reason that I can say that without blinking an eye, with love, I want to make that clear. Because I'm no better, baby. This is with love. It's because I was in that situation. And many of you, you've read the book Necessary, you already know. I was in that situation. And I'll never forget, for those of you who are in my mentorship, you guys can even make a comment in here because we just had a guest speaker, right? And the guest speaker that we had, that came into our platform, and she's the person that I mentioned in my book when I said, you women are too weak for me. I can't come back to these Bible study sessions. Because one of the things that she was trying to teach me is she was trying to teach me that you've got to learn how to sit in the presence of God and let the Spirit speak to you and be guided by the Spirit. And I just remember thinking that's so incredibly weak. You know, I sit with God, but who's got time to just kind of sit? Right. And I just remember thinking, and I said to her, I said, you women are too weak for me. I said, I can't come back to these sessions right now because that's too passive. Now, I love God. I was going to church and doing all of that. But when all those fires were going on in my life and everything was happening left and right, I just could not understand the benefit of sitting and listening to what God was trying to tell me to do. I didn't want to do all of that. I wanted some doggone solutions to my problems. That's what I wanted. I wanted, tell me, how do I get out here and make some money? Because I got 4 kids to support. I got a marriage that's breaking up. I got 1,000,001 things going on. You guys, hold on 1 second. Is my camera back working here? Okay, so for those who are going to be watching this YouTube that's streaming right now, I was just referring to, I just had a guest speaker in my mentorship session, our private Zoom workshop sessions. She's the woman I mentioned in my book, Necessary. I forget which chapter it is. I think it was this chapter about Seek God First. But she's the woman that I said, I'm sorry, I won't be coming back because you guys are too weak for me. Now, of course, I ate those words and I ended up coming back and I ended up changing my life because I saw the value in seeking God first and sitting in his presence. So that's I'm just updating you guys where I'm at. For the rest of you all, let me continue where I'm at. For the lady or it could have been a man, I'm not sure, who said, Z, this is where I'm at. So many things in my life are all kind of falling apart. How can I move forward? The reason I said you can be in the best situation you're in right now is because that's where I was at. I didn't think my broken pieces had any value. But listen to me, baby. Just listen. I didn't know. That's when God shows up and his strength is made perfect in my weakness. I tried everything that I knew to do to try to fix my life and make it right. Everything you can imagine, I tried. Think about anything you can think of. Counseling, cursing people out, going off because they're going to know they can't come at me. I mean, all of that. Working to 2-3 in the morning every night, trying to start this business and that business. There's a podcast episode I have called Chasing Seeds. Stop chasing seeds. And that whole episode was about stop chasing seeds that don't belong to you. Focus on the seed that God put inside of you. Why does he have you here? But I didn't know that. Because no one taught me that. I was just in a mode of, I've got to make some money. I got to figure out how to take care of my kids. Marriage is falling apart. Friends betraying me. 1,000,001 things going on in life. So I didn't know. And all I had to offer God was just those broken pieces, baby. I'm still talking to you, whoever that person was that made that comment. That's all I had to offer. And it's absolutely amazing what God begins to do when we begin to get in alignment. I talked about this, I think, 2 days ago. When we begin to get in alignment and work in partnership with God. Partnership. So this is a prime example right now. I'm supposed to be doing some other things. That's why I'm a little dressed up today. I'm at work, right? I had a million and one things on my plate. But I get up in the morning, I pray, you know, read my Bible, meditate, sit, focus on God, and say, God, what is it that you want for me to do today? Right? And then God puts in my heart, okay, now that I'm somewhere in this agenda, I can work with this. All right. I need for you to go online, and you're going to do a live, and I need for you to talk to my people. The world is waiting on them. I've already put that gift and that talent inside of them. I've given it to them. They don't see it. Many of them don't know who they are. This is what God was putting in my heart this morning. I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and I was just kind of rocking. You guys probably would have thought something was wrong with me. And I just felt so heavily in my spirit as God is speaking to me. They don't know who they are. They don't know that I've already predestined them. They don't know the seed I planted inside of you. Now, if you're working in partnership with me, you need to get out there and remind them of who they are. And that's what you see right now. So this is my gift to the world. I'm showing up. This is going back to what I talked about in the beginning. I'm showing up. I'm using the gifts and talents God's given me, right? And I'm presenting myself as the solution to somebody's problem. When I say I'm presenting myself as the solution, I don't mean I'm the solution. I mean, I'm presenting to you, hey, here's an answer you may want to check out. Seeking God first, figuring out who you are. Let's start talking about what bothers you, what summons you, what's calling you. So now I'm going to go to reading some of these comments in here. I hope that helped you, baby. I know that was a long answer. I have one or two passages I want to go over with you all. And for those of you who have to leave, maybe you're at work because this was not a planned live, but somebody needs to hear this. Two things. One, the YouTube is going to be saved. You'll be able to watch the full video on YouTube probably by the end of the day. We'll have that up and going. And the other thing, my mentorship is always available. It's at unlockinggreatness.com. You guys are always welcome to come there and join us on our private Zoom sessions. But anyway, let me read some of these comments in here. Someone says, how do I know definitely what God's purpose is for me? I pray and seek him for an answer. But I sit still and quietly, and I can't read the rest of what she said. Oh, that's Vicky again. Okay, Vicky, I guess you and I just having our own private conversation. She said, how do I know defiantly or definitely what God's purpose is for me? So I kind of just talked about that a little bit. First of all, I don't have all your answers, but I can only give you my experience and what I've gone through and obviously what the Bible teaches us. I would ask you the question back this way. My question to you would be, what is it that you would naturally do if money wasn't an option at all and you enjoy doing it? So like when I do podcasts or like when I go live like this, for some people, this may, I've even had my staff members tell me, they're like, I don't know how on earth you come in here, nothing's written down, and you literally are streaming and going live and talking to people, and it's just, it comes out so natural. This doesn't feel like, this is not work to me. This just comes out naturally. It's just what I love doing. Talking to you all is no different than I'm sitting in my living room on a couch just having a conversation with somebody. That's just how natural it is. One, because I tremendously love you and I care. I honest to God do. Two, God's given me the talent and the convictions with what I'm talking about. So that's one of the things I would say, Vicky, is what comes naturally that you would do if money wasn't an option. You may want to write that down and talk about and think about that a little later. The second thing that comes to mind is what I just said is what's summoning you. What is a problem that you know that, man, it bothers you. It bothers you that this problem exists. So like it bothers me when people don't know who they are. It bothers me when people are thinking about giving up. It bothers me when I see people stuck in a job or doing things they don't love to do or don't want to do. And I see all these gifts and talents and other things that they can be doing. It bothers me when I see women in lonely marriages and they feel like they're very restricted and there's very little that they can do. Right. Because I've been through that, right? You guys don't know about my 30-week marriage classes I've done for many years. A lot of people just don't know about that. When God releases it on my heart to really go into a whole marriage devo, trust me, I'm going to launch that. Right now, God has me building what he has me building now. But there are certain things that bothers me, right? It bothers me when I see parents who have children who have illnesses or medical conditions, and they're feeling lost and stuck and lonely, and they need that support. Well, why? Because my whole life we were in the hospital with my son. So I naturally just want to be there as a giver and want to be there to encourage them. Does that make sense? So you have to dig into those questions of what are some of the things that are bothering you? Because it's disrupting that seed that God has inside of you. We all have this seed that he's planted inside of us that's meant to reproduce, by the way, right? And so that when that seed gets uncomfortable, you get bothered because you're supposed to be out there doing something with what God has given you. I hope this is making sense to you all. The world is waiting on you. You're sitting there looking at the present circumstances. In the meantime, the world is sitting here and we're like on the edge of our seats like, when are you going to get that book written? There's somebody that needs to read your book right now. When are you going to launch that nonprofit? When are you going to come forth and do this or do that? And I mean this with love and respect, but then you're sitting here scrolling through social media. What are you supposed to be doing? I have a challenge right now. Now, for those of you in my mentorship group, I don't know if I put this one in there. If this one's not in there, you're going to see this one in there coming up, but it's a social media challenge. I know that my staff, we have a challenge. Anyway, personally in my own life, that, you know what, for a whole month, other than putting the posts and things up, there's no scrolling through social media. I'm like, you know what, I like that. In fact, my staff was like, hey, let's do that for 3 days. I said, you know what, let's do it for the whole month, right? Because I want to be focused. I don't have time to look at this little cute cat and this little cute dog and look at somebody making a funny joke or somebody talking about some random, I don't know about you guys, but I don't have time to look at all that. I really don't. I'm trying to hear what God is trying to tell me and let him manifest his gift, the seed he's put inside of me. Because someone out there in the world is waiting on what God is telling me so that I can get it out there. That don't mean I'm a big shot, just to be clear. This isn't pride speaking. But God has given me these messages and these words, and I got to hear him so that at the right time, whether it's in the middle of the night, and you guys have seen me with scarves on my head, sitting in my bedroom in the middle of the night looking a hot mess. Many of you have, because you've messaged me and said, Z, you don't understand how that word came just when I need it. I've even had people, a number of people say, you don't understand. And I got to be careful with these words, but I'll just say it like this. A number of people have said, you don't understand. I want to say this the right way. I was looking for ways to just be done with everything. And you do not understand how that message came through at the right time to help me to hold on. How that message got me back in my Bible and got me back on my knees in prayer, saying, let me give God another chance. That seed that God planted was meant to reproduce and meant to be solve a problem to the world. So now I'm going to ask you all again. And I still got two passages I didn't read through yet. What is the seed? What is it that God has planted inside of you that you've not given birth to yet? Because the world is waiting on you. You sitting there waiting on whatever, and I mean this with love and respect, whether it's a job or a check to come in the mail or this situation to change or see my circumstance. Now, I want to be sensitive with this. Some of you all are in situations, especially medical conditions and such, where there's only so much you can do right now. I'm not referring to you, baby. So take this if it fits, okay? Just to be clear with that, right? I just want to put that out there. And some of you are in situations where you definitely need to get professional help. You need to get professional help from a professional mental health care expert or someone who's an expert in your industry. So not referring to that, because I am not a professional expert in terms of offering counseling and therapy and all of that. So if you do join my mentorship program, please know that it does not take the place of any professional healthcare services that you may need or be receiving, just to be clear. But for the vast majority of you, many of you are sitting there and you're sitting there waiting, and we're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. Let me see some of these comments coming through. Someone says, I'm not understanding the message. She said something about her family. Someone says, I'm stuck in a job, not fulfilled. Just ungrateful, trying to find a better way. Someone says the seed that was planted inside of me was made to reproduce. Amen, amen, amen. Someone says three personal books written over the past 20 years and still have not published. I'm just losing focus all the time. Ooh, I'm a mess with you for a baby on that one. I got to come to you. I'm a mess with you on that one. That's a good one. When God tells us to do something, we need to walk in obedience and do it. And I can't even begin to explain how the enemy works so well with distractions. That leads me to a passage I want to read. You guys turn over very quickly to Matthew, and we've read this before. So if you guys say, Z, we read this a couple times, so what? We'll read it again. Keep reading it until you get in your spirit. Turn over to Matthew. Where's the passage, you guys, in Matthew about the parable of the weeds? Because I really love that one. It speaks so much to me. Okay, it's Matthew chapter 13. You guys turn to Matthew chapter 13 really quickly. I know we've read it before a couple of times, and for those of you in my mentorship session, I think we went over this as well. But it just speaks so well to distraction, so I want to read that. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30. This is the parable of the weeds. And before I read this, I just want to be clear. I understand this is referring to the coming of the kingdom of heaven, just to be very clear. So I'm not taking a scripture out of context. But whenever you read passages in the Bible, remember we've talked about this, the Bible is really just a lot of patterns and a lot of principles to live by. That's it. I shouldn't say that's it, but that's the majority of it. Every single thing you look in the Bible, if you take your time and sit back and just look at it, this is what God has revealed to me. It's really just patterns. And then there's mysteries behind each story if you go deeper with it. That's why I'm so in love with it, because I'm like, oh my God, I never knew that. So let's look and see, can we pick up on, wow, what is the principle behind what this parable is teaching us? So the parable of the weeds, Matthew 13, verse 24. And I'm reading from the NIV, by the way. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds. That's W-E-E-D-S. And if you have a King James Version, it's probably going to say tear. But weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted, this is my favorite part. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Are you guys catching that? The owner's servant came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let them both grow together. That's one of my favorite passages. Let them both grow together until the harvest time. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, and then gather the wheat and bring them into my barn. Of course, that's talking about the coming of the kingdom of heaven. Now, let's pick up on, now for those of you in my mentorship, you guys know we've talked about this. Let's pick up on the principle behind what was going on. And I'm still speaking to you, baby, the one who said that you wrote all these books and you keep getting distracted and losing focus. So you went out there to sow good seed, right? God planted a seed inside of you. Now, I don't know what your book is about, but I'm assuming it's to help people in some way. Right? Good seed, right? Out there sowing good seed, trying to help other people. And then what happened at nighttime? What is this teaching us? In verse 25, but while everyone was sleeping, are you guys catching this? An enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. You all, there's so many principles to what I just read. It's not even funny. Even if you're not heavily into the Bible and you're one of those people, and I mean this with love and respect, that's like, I really don't get into that. I don't believe all of that. Okay, then you refer to what's called the law of polarity, P-O-L-A-R-I-T-Y. Go look that up. So you refer to that because that's basically just saying that everything has two poles. There's a good and a bad, right? Evil and good, hot, cold, right? So so even if you don't really soak into the word, at least refer to that and then bring that into this. What it's saying is, baby, when you're out there trying to sow good seed, don't be surprised when the weeds begin to appear with the good wheat. Am I the only one catching that? Now I see hundreds of comments coming through. You guys getting this? Yes, I'm seeing these comments. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when those weeds begin to appear. And in fact, it says, and this is Jesus telling this, which is what's so amazing, but while everyone was sleeping. That's almost like you wake up and you're like, okay, I know today I'm supposed to be publishing this book, or I'm supposed to be focusing on how do I get it formatted and get it uploaded. But why all of a sudden am I getting a call from this cousin and this person about this and that? Why all of a sudden is that this happen at work? Why all of a sudden did this unexpected bill come? And all of a sudden you distract. Now, that's a weak example, but I'm just making a point. All of a sudden, all of these distractions, all of these weeds are appearing, right? All of these weeds when you're out there trying to sow good seed. That's called life. I hate to tell that to you all, but that's called life. One of the things I teach inside of my mentorship is that we have to learn how to go ahead in the spirit before those weeds begin to appear and rebuke and bind that. You know, I have a 12-week program called The Necessary Retreat. So everyone who joins that mentorship, the first, what is it, you guys, 12 or 14 weeks, everyone has to walk through that retreat. And that's one of the first things that you learn in those first couple of weeks. Who the heck am I? What is it that I'm called to do? And you learn how to go ahead in the spirit and capture in the spirit first what belongs to you before it appears in the physical. It's a whole nother subject. I'm going to try to stay on point with this. My point is that pay attention to this story. Pay attention to this. He's saying you're out there sowing good seeds, but then all of a sudden all these weeds begin to appear. So now you want to train yourself. I know I'm going a little bit off subject. We're really not. So just follow me. You want to train yourself to be able to look at it with expectation and anticipation. Now, if you can catch that, the rest of your whole day should be going good. You want to look at it and be like, okay, I was already expecting that, but I've already gone ahead in the spirit. I've already rebuked and bound that, right? Any arrow sent to me now is going to be returned. I've already prayed to God to extend his mighty right arm and extinguish the flaming arrows coming my way, because now you're not surprised. My staff will tell you in a minute, anything of great magnitude we've tried to do, even when I very first launched my book, retreat, mentorship program, a number of things I've done, and they know. So much came at us, it was not even funny. In fact, 30, 40 minutes before I actually launched the relaunch of my program, we couldn't access the website. Like, everything went down. And I remember my staff saying, Z, you seem pretty calm. Like, this is pretty major. Like, look at, we're about to go live. We got all of these people ready for this program. I go, oh, this is going to be a good teaching lesson here. You want to know why? Because I was expecting. I know how the enemy works. I understand the principles. So I say to you, baby, when you said I've got all these books written and I keep losing focus. So now you got to train yourself to go ahead of it, because you got this seed you're trying to protect. The world is waiting on you. The weeds are going to appear. So why be distracted by it? So now let's pick up the second part of this. My goodness, I just love, if I could just do stuff like this all day, every day, Lord, if it be your will, make it possible in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. If I could just do stuff like this all day, I would just be like a kid in the candy store, because there's something about this that just gives me life. It's as if the scriptures come to life for me. So let's see what happened here. After the weeds also appeared, the owner's servant. Now, for those who are just joining, this whole subject matter is on the world is waiting on you. And I'm trying my best to use the gifts and talents God's given me to encourage you all. It's time that you show up. You got to start showing up now. You got to show up and present your gifts to the world, however that looks. Now, we're reading Matthew 13, starting in verse 24, but now we're in verse 27. The owner's servants came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did all the weeds come from? Now, I'm still talking to you, the person that said I wrote all these books, and I'm still waiting to hear that you didn't publish them yet. So they're trying to focus on, well, where did all these weeds come from? Right? So that's called a distraction, right? Okay, now this happened. Now, instead of keeping my gaze straight ahead, and allowing God to use and the seed that he's given me and allowing me to, you know, to use it and to go forth with it, I'm going to get my butt distracted now and focus over here on why this person calling me. Or I'm going to get my butt distracted because I want to watch 3 hours of some show. You guys know I don't watch TV. But anyway, I'm going to watch 3 hours of some show that's not going to benefit me in the least bit. Or I'm going to spend 2 hours on social media, you know, just kind of scrolling through videos, right? These weeds. Again, those are weak examples, but just follow me. These weeds are appearing. And what they're saying is, where did these weeds come from? So they want to focus. Just look at the mystery behind this passage, you guys. They want to focus on where the weeds come from. That's a distraction. I don't have time to focus on 50 things going on in life and all of these weeds coming from. Look at what Jesus says in this response. An enemy did this, they replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? Please tell me you guys are catching that. Do you want us to stop being focused on planting good seeds? Guys, look at the mystery behind this passage. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Do you want us to focus on where these weeds came from? And do you want us to go and pull them up? What was the answer to that? Somebody put the answer in. What was the answer that the person gave when the servant says, do you want us to go pull the weeds up? What did he say? Someone says, ooh, the distractions. Yes, Lord, keeping me from being focused. Mm-hmm. Do you want us to go pull them up? What did he say? Thank you, Colleen. Thank you. He said no. If you can just remember that the rest of your week, the rest of your month, you're going a whole different direction. He said no. We'll have time for that. In fact, he goes on to say one of my favorite lines in the Bible, let them both grow together. Oh my God. Every time I say that, something in my chest, something just jumps out. Let them both grow up together. What, before I even give this out, what is that saying to you? Now, understand this passage is about the coming of the kingdom of heaven. So for those of you who are ministers or what have you, don't say, oh, you're taking this word to something else. No, we're supposed to look deeply into the word of God and even allow the mysteries to be revealed to us in the spirit so we can apply it to every area of our lives. Just to be clear, I understand what this passage is about, but let's pull a mystery from this and see, can we get a principle from this? Let them both grow together. What does that mean for you? Now I'm talking back to the person who said she's got distracted by so many things. What does that mean in your life if this mystery is revealing, let them both grow together? The distractions will come. Come on, Lene. Stay focused. Don't let it derail the ultimate goal. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Let me see on this one. Yes, someone says no, so we can know the difference when they grow. Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. I see a lot of comments coming through. You guys get that? We don't have time for distractions. I just love this passage. I was going to also turn over to Matthew 25. I'm not. I think it was 25. Or it was in Matthew 28. And I've talked about this like all week long. Was it Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, Matthew 25, verse 14. I'm not going to turn to it just for sake of time now. But even in Matthew 25, you know, that whole parable of the talents, you know, where it's an amazing, amazing parable that talks about how one person was given five talents, another, I think, two, and another one, right? And then the one that gave five multiplied it, the one that gave two multiplied it, but the one that gave one, now I'm talking to the person who says she was shy, the one who gave one was afraid and went off and hid that talent in the ground and buried it. Now, you guys can go read that whole passage yourself to see what became of that person, right? Well, you know, what was stated about that? We all have gifts and talents, you all. And I've said this before. Not everyone's comfortable going on camera, you know, like I am. It just happens to be a talent God's given me. I'm very comfortable talking in front of people. I'm comfortable talking about God. I'm comfortable talking about business. I'm comfortable mentoring people and trying to help people do better in life. Well, that's my talent. It may not be yours. Yours may be something totally different. I said to a lady the other day, she messaged me on my Instagram, and I'm trying to remember exactly what she said, but in a nutshell, she felt like she didn't have any talents and any gifts, right? And I said, your talent and your gift could be that God has given you the gift of prayer. You're praying for people, helping people with breakthroughs in the spirit. It could be all the times you've forgiven people, right? All the conversations and private conversations you've had with people that's helped them get a breakthrough. It doesn't always have to be business focus or money focus or you got to go start a company. We all have been given these gifts of talent. So my question to you all once again, before I close this out, and I pray to God that you guys are encouraged by this, the world is waiting on you to show up. We're waiting on you. Someone said, what's that passage again? Baby, that was in Matthew. This is going to be saved on my YouTube. Later, probably in the next couple hours, you'll be able to go to my YouTube and upload the whole episode because right now I'm streaming live and I'm recording at the same time. The world is waiting on you. When are you going to show up? When are you going to show up? Because there are people right now that need you, whether it's advice, a product, a service. Some of you guys can do things that only you can do it the way you do it, and you know that. You know that. I don't care if it's doing hair, if it's doing nails, if it's counseling, if it's a youth center, writing, right? We need you. So what are you going to do to get rid of all of the distractions, right? And you're going to show up. Let me give you a few pointers. Now, I did write down a few pointers. I wrote down about four or so pointers I want to give you guys before I close out. Number one, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. Write that down. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I don't know anybody who's achieved or accomplished great things or done any kind of growing and didn't get uncomfortable. When a seed begins to grow, if you ever go and watch a video of a seed and how it begins to grow, it gets uncomfortable. It breaks open. Something begins to grow from it. Oftentimes, it has to be buried deep into the soil in dark places, by the way. It's a whole nother lesson I wish I can go into, but I got to stay on track right now, right? And it goes through a very uncomfortable stage. I talked about that in my book, Necessary, about the pruning season. What happens when the good gardener shows up and begins to cut away at no longer is needed? And how God had to position me and put me in new soil and new territory. And it was so uncomfortable. Every freaking thing was falling apart in my life. Hated every moment of it. So uncomfortable. But some of you got to get uncomfortable. Got to get into new territory, new soil. Some of you may have to have some people not in your lives anymore that's heavily distracting you. Right? If you're in my mentorship program, you'll learn in those first couple of weeks, you go through 3 weeks of just learning how to let go. How to let go of what no longer belongs to you as you're climbing to new and higher levels. I don't get to tell you what to let go of, by the way. You have to make those decisions, but you have to go through a stage of letting go. So number one is getting uncomfortable. Number two, you have to sharpen your mindsets and your skills and be humble enough to get help. That's an area I see a lot of people lack right there, if I can be very transparent. A lot of people lack in that area, and I was one of them as well. One, I didn't grow up with mentors and counselors and all that because we grew up poor as all get out, right? But taking the time to invest in your mindset and in yourselves, you guys, that's the one area that bothers me the most. Is so many people out there trying to figure out things on their own, and it's taking you months, if not years and years, to do something. When if you get into the right environment, and I've said this many times before, it doesn't have to be my mentorship program. I love mine. It's made up of people from all around the world. We come together for phenomenal meetings for personal development, entrepreneur development. You can go there and read all the testimonies, right? Many, many people said, Z, you just don't even understand. I've only been in here a few weeks. It's changed everything, my perspective. Some business owners have said, I've been in coaching platforms where I didn't get a fraction of what I'm learning from this, and already my social media channel is growing, my mindset is growing, things have changed in my business, right? But whatever you're going to get it from, because I'm not for everybody, find yourself a good mentor, a good coach or something. If you say, Z, I don't have a dime to my name to get any help whatsoever, get your butt on YouTube, start watching as many videos as you can about mindset coaching, right? The work on those skills. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is, you want to constantly be on the cutting edge, work on those skills and develop those skills so that you can present your gifts to the kings and queens of the world. Now, make me turn to Isaiah 60 and 61 that talks about how nations are going to be drawn, you know, to the light that's inside of us, and kings will come to our rising. Not in a prideful way. I'm just talking about you're going to be able to attract kings and queens from all around the world. You have to sharpen those skill sets. So number one, you got to get uncomfortable. Number two, make the decision to work on you. Sharpen your mindset and your skill sets in whatever area it is. Whatever area it is. I think I'm a pretty good writer, to be honest. I like writing. I always have. But I have some books, you know, I don't want to give the titles of the books, but I have books out there that teaches me how to write even better. Sharpen those skills. Number three, you're going to have to let go and focus. And when I say let go, you're going to have to learn how to let go of what no longer is needed for this next level. And that may be a hard one for a lot of people. I had to let go of running my butt into casinos. We've already talked about that. Many people didn't know that I used to go into casinos and just sit on a penny machine in the evenings or on a weekend or whatever, just to get away from all my problems because I couldn't handle the pressure. And that was the one place I thought I can go and just drown out everything. Right? I used to fantasize a lot. I've talked about that because my marriage was so lonely. That's a whole nother subject because I'm going to end up doing a session when God puts it on my heart for marriages, right? And so that was sort of my outlet. So instead of dwelling in the presence of God, I created this whole fantasy land. I'm just being very transparent because I don't have anything to hide from you guys. I don't care. I've said this before. I don't care what you guys think about me. My life is I'm surrendered to God, and I'm going to allow him to use everything he's put me through to be a gift for somebody else, because maybe just one word I say is going to deliver and help somebody. Right? So you got to let go of what no longer is needed. I can't go into this new level with the old mindset and the old habits and routines I used to do. This entire year, inside of my mentorship session, our whole year, this is on focusing on mastery. And that's one of the things, some of them are just starting, but they're going to see when they get to about week 6 or 8, that's where we're at, is we've got to learn to let go of what no longer is needed. And we've got to make key decisions that this is who I am. I have them write like a finally statement so they can every day, 3 times a day, rehearse and go through that statement and listen to it. So you can become, you can know who is this new person you're becoming. So every day you take actions in that step of the new person you're becoming. So that's number 3, letting go of what no longer is needed and focus. Number 4, you may have to be prepared to lose a little bit before you go up. Sometimes before you go up, you go down. Because sometimes God may be calling you to do something that makes you so uncomfortable. I won't go into detail about that, but I certainly had to make that transition. I've been in a certain industry for over 30-something years, right? And now God is calling me to what I'm doing now. You think it's not uncomfortable? I've sacrificed way more than you guys will ever know. My team knows. My team knows. We've had some meetings where I'm like, you guys, I'm literally putting everything on the line to walk in the direction of my gifts and callings. I won't even go into that, but I'm just making a point. Sometimes you have to go down before you go up, and you got to be okay with that. And the 5th thing I want to put in, which is most importantly, is draw near to God. There is no counselor, no therapist, no book that can ever match the wisdom and the knowledge that you'll get from sitting in the presence of God. Have to learn to draw near to Him. One of the things that I'm teaching them, and I know I've brought up the mentorship a couple of times, but they have a prayer challenge, and it's a 5-part series in the prayer challenge. So they're learning how to, I don't like using the word learning how to pray, but they're learning habits and routines so that they can pray 5 minutes a day. And then once they graduate from that, there's a second set of things they're doing to learn how to pray 15 minutes a day, and then 30 minutes a day. And then it ends up at an hour plus a day. And some of them are already doing it, which is phenomenal. And there's different ways we kind of talk about, hey, here's some things you can implement in your prayer life so you can build capacity in the spirit. And the reason I have that as a part of that, of the mentorship in terms of the challenges, is because I know there's no amount of mentorship that's going to replace what the Holy Spirit can teach you and what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. So drawing near to God. Let me close this out on my YouTube channel. Hold on, you guys. I'll talk to you guys in a minute. I hope that this has been helpful for you all. The title of this lesson, I think I'm going to call it The World is Waiting on You, and I might call it a part 1 or a part 2. The main thing that I'm trying to encourage you all is, please allow God to use the gifts and talents that He's planted inside of you. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you to show up. And I pray that you make the decision today to go into prayer before God and ask Him to give you the wisdom and guidance to make the decisions that you need to make so that you can show up and be a solution to many of the problems that the world has right now. So I love you all. I want you to be encouraged. You're listening to Z with Unlocking Greatness podcast.